I didn't realize he was a werewolf at first. My nose isn't at its best when surrounded by axle grease and burnt oil. And it's not like there are a lot of stray werewolves running around eastern Washington. So when someone made a polite noise near my feet to get my attention, I thought he was a customer. "Be with you in a sec," I said, trying not to sound snappish. I do my best not to scare off my customers if I can help it. Grunting with effort, I held the transmission where it belonged with one hand, and with the other I slipped the first bolt in and tightened it. I wasn't finished, but the transmission would stay where it was while I dealt with my customer. I took a deep breath and smiled once, brightly, for practice, before I rolled out from under the car. I snagged a rag to wipe the oil off my hands and said, "Can I help you?" Before I got a good enough look at the boy to see he wasn't a customer, though he certainly looked as though someone ought to help him. He looked gaunt, as though he'd been a while without food. My nose told me, even over the smell of gasoline, oil, and antifreeze permeating the garage, that it had been an equally long time since he'd seen a shower. And, under the dirt, sweat, and old fear, was the distinctive scent of werewolf. "I was wondering if you had some work I could do," he asked hesitantly. "Not a real job, ma'am, just a few hours' work." "A job would be okay, too, but I don't have a Social Security card, so it would have to be cash under the table." "I'm strong," he said. "I don't know a lot about fixing cars, but I used to help my uncle keep his bug running." He hadn't commented on how odd it was to see a woman mechanic, and that bought him some points. Sure, he'd probably been watching me for a while, long enough to get used to the idea, but still, he hadn't said anything, and that won him points. But not enough points for what I was about to do. He rubbed his hands together and blew on them to warm up his fingers, which were red with chill. "All right, we'll see how it works. There's a laundry room and a shower back through that door." I pointed to the door at the back of the shop. "My last assistant left some of his old work coveralls. You'll find them hanging on the hooks in the laundry room. If you want to shower and put those on, you can run the clothes you're wearing through the washer. There's a fridge in the laundry room with a ham sandwich and some pop. Eat and then come back out when you're ready." After a moment, he mumbled a, "Thank you," and walked through the door, shutting it gently behind him. I let out the breath I'd been holding. I knew better than to give orders to a werewolf. It's that whole dominance reflex thing,